Ein wunderbares Stück Musik mit dem Titel My Sweet Refuge von Ru Paines aus seiner neuen Platte Quiet Man, die auch gerade erst frisch erschienen ist. Und bei mir im Studio ist Ru Paines. Welcome, Ru, and welcome all the other wonderful people behind your back. Welcome.
Hello.
Maybe you can introduce these wonderful people standing behind you.
Sure. Do you want to introduce yourself? So
maybe you can do it at first, and when you start playing with them, they can introduce themselves.
Okay. Well, I've got my my friend here, Sam, yeah. Who has recently started playing mandolin with us.
Recently?
Yeah, like last two gigs.
Okay.
We had a big show in London, which was kind of crazy. We had 13 people on stage, so all these guys except Josh. Josh couldn't make it. Josh is singing at the back.
He's always in the crowd supporting.
And Tom is an old friend of mine. He plays all sorts of things. Today, harmonium, and Joanne here on the cello. Who's playing with me for like 6
Welcome.
Years.
Feel invited in the refrigerator of Flux FM because we have a climate and climatization and you can enjoy these like cold temperatures. This is actually my first question at you, Ru. Where do you currently live?
I live down in Dorset.
Okay. And what if you have like these kind of temperatures in Dorset? What would you do?
Well, basically my two summer hobbies that I do right now are wild swimming. So I go and try and find like rivers in the middle of nowhere or things like that. I just really like it. So like it's just saying like I went to Wales and found some like beautiful kind of spots there, like waterfalls and that kind of thing. It's nice. Like because I kind of see this kind of weather as a chance to get creative. And so I find that quite a creative thing. And I also paint. So I've been painting.
You paint on the riverside?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, and it sounds nuts, right? But I do. Yeah.
No, it's great.
So I've been painting this huge painting, about 6 foot by 5 foot, for quite a while. And that's kind of what I've been working on like, in my free time, like while the sun's out. It's nice. In winter, it's a lot harder because I like to paint outside.
Your current record is called Quiet Man. Do you need like this kind of quiet surrounding to actually even paint?
I don't know. I think, like, to be honest, it's not really such a comment on me. That title is like just kind of an observation that everyone needs like, quiet, you know, in a sense. Like, it's a very busy world, and I guess like I just really value that. So I do kind of take time out, you know, for me, and do things like painting or wild swimming or writing music or reading books. I'm even like writing something probably quite bad, like as a book. But I just really enjoy.
Okay,
like,
so you play music, you paint, and you write. What else can you do?
I can't really do any of it until I'm now 4 years on painting. I'm like, okay, I was really bad to start with, but
okay.
I like to just do them. I just find it fun. So yeah, that's kind of what I do. And I guess, yeah, I do carve out quiet time for that. So yeah.
But how did you get in the mood for the third record? Because your second record, Paperweight, came out 2 years ago. Mm. Did you already start at the release of the second album with the writing of the new record? Or did you take some time out? Or did you went to the riverside and painted at first?
I had a couple of songs from this album by the end of Paperweight. It's like the first song called A Message to Myself. I had that one, like, or at least the kind of beginnings of it. And actually this album really does feel like a story, like the whole thing's kind of like a story over this window of time, because I took deliberately like a period of time out not to write music or record music. I actually wrote like lots of songs in the end, but just like taking the pressure off it all, and took about a year and a half just to kind of be me and just be slow and enjoy things. And
okay.
A Message to Myself was the first one like on the album because it represented that, but also it was literally the first one I had for ages.
You were sure to record a third album, so it's not like you were
I actually didn't think I would write another album.
Okay.
I wasn't sure, basically. I was kind of thinking to myself, like, I really want to make sure I stay in love with writing music and it doesn't just become a thing that you've got to do, you know. And so I was pretty open to the idea of like maybe not writing another album for a while, which is why I was planning on taking proper time out, but I ended up just writing naturally, and that was really nice.
Okay.
They kind of reminded me that it's just a completely natural thing. It was really cool. This album kind of came really effortlessly, and so that was really encouraging.
After hearing your current record, Quiet Man, I felt like it's actually really quiet. So I was wondering how it if it's a struggle to get in the studio and become a bit more quieter than before? Is it always like a struggle to fight, like, I don't know, against melancholy or against boredom or against like this emotional overload that comes related to quietness on the whole?
Not really. It's because it's like really the idea of quiet on this album is not about silence, and it's not about like being reclusive. It's about contentment and mm-hmm. peace, you know. It's like a different kind of quietness. It's like a kind of calmness, happiness, like not out to prove anything and not out to like be a big shake or anything. It's just like happy. So that's kind of my outlook on it. So like it's not really that kind of thing where I had to like fight off melancholy or anything. All my songs, like, I like to build around hope anyway. I think what helped kind of stay though in a kind of reflective mood maybe is where I recorded it was great. Down in Devon, on the coast. And it was like there was a kind of a lighthouse there, and it's like in an old barn, and it was a really creative space.
Mm-hmm. Really, I can cool. imagine.
And it was winter, so we had like all these kind of little burners on everywhere and stuff. Yeah. We come in like freezing, and like the first thing we do is light the burners and have like coffee for like 2 hours. Like, it was really relaxed atmosphere.
Okay, so. Great. So maybe it's a perfect time to prove your happiness and hope for everything, because you can play a song right now with all these wonderful people behind you. And maybe you can tell us what kind of instruments are we going to hear, because you are playing the guitar. I can see a cello, I can see the mandolin, and I can see the harmonium, was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And another voice.
Yeah.
These are all the instruments.
You got it.
Nice, perfectly. What kind of song are we listening to?
This song's called Ophelia.
Okay, also macht euch bereit. Rue Paints jetzt hier mit vier wunderbaren Menschen hinter sich, mit vier wunderbaren Instrumenten. Jetzt live zu hören auf Flux FM.
There's a world that needs what you got to give. Take heart, my love, 'cause when I see you, I see hope. When I see you, I see hope. There's a world that needs what you got to give. I would take you back there to where the river's from, to where the garden's green with a forever love. Singing your somebody heaven's dreaming of. Home, take heart, my love, 'cause when I see you, I see hope. When I see I see hope. There's a world that needs what you got to give. Take heart, my love, 'cause when I see you, I see hope. When I see you, I see hope. There's a world that needs what you got to give. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 you gave. I see hope. There's a world that needs what you got to give. Take heart, my love, 'cause when I see you, I see hope. When I see you, I see hope. There's a world that needs what you got to give. Oh.
Awesome. I would like to quote a part of Hamlet. I loved Ophelia. 40,000 brothers could not, with all their quantity of love, make up my sum.
Oh, wow.
Because Ophelia, it's related to Hamlet, I guess.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Did you read the whole piece?
I wrote Hamlet, yeah.
Yeah?
No.
And what do you think of Ophelia?
Song, yeah. Ophelia, yeah, I've just, as you say, she's like a motif of tragedy. And the song's all about hope, so... It was like my way of kind of telling the story that I was trying to tell, and just felt like a natural motif. I'd kind of been thinking of that motif for a while, and I just like spent time. It is a story about about someone, but I just kind of used it as a motif.
Okay, you already recorded your third album. Are you already in progress of recording the next one?
I'm. No, I'm not actually. This has all happened so fast, this album.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like it after 2 years, right? But as in since release, it's just been so fast that I'm really looking forward to getting to sit still and make some music and write. I've got a couple of like new things up my sleeve, but I'm kind of...
Different things behind painting and writing like, as an author?
No, like music. You know?
Okay.
Like I got some new ideas, but they're slightly different. So I want to spend some proper time on it, you know, so yeah, not yet.
And you will be playing some concert here in Berlin as well in November, on the 20th of November. You will be playing at the Silent Green here in Berlin. Will you be with all these guys behind your back, or will you do some shows alone? Or what's the kind of band setting you are planning for the tour?
I'd love to have these guys. like previously, I've always played here solo, just because, you know, touring. Yeah. Is like easier when you're flexible and stuff. But saying that, I'm always like telling everyone that I'll bring the band, and I would love to bring the band. So yeah, hopefully.
Do you feel like it's a necessary part to evolve into a real like big band on a static setting?
I don't know. Maybe like they're it's so different. You know, like when you play solo, it's just it's a different kind of thing altogether. I don't think it. You know, sometimes people think like you need so much noise to fill a space, but actually, sometimes you can like. Suck the space into a tiny place when you play on your own. So it's just a really different experience. But our show that we did recently with like all those people back in London, that was great. And we've all been playing together quite a lot this last couple of months. So it's starting to look like maybe we could end up doing quite a few shows together. Yeah.
Will you be traveling around the world in the next few months, or like only for yourself? Because I feel like traveling around and visiting new places, it's a big inspiration for you and your music. Or will you be staying at your place where you are right now?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. I've been traveling a lot this last couple of months, but it always seems to continue. Like, always seem to like get the itch and want to go somewhere. I'm going to America in August.
America,
which should be really fun. And then after that, there's a couple of potential tours I might be doing, they're not like set in stone yet, so I won't say, just in case.
But is there any specific place on the planet where you actually really ever wanted to go?
I want to go to the Faroe Islands.
Oh, we have a colleague here at the radio station actually, who is currently at the Faroe Islands.
No way, it looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just really crazily kind of amazing shapes and huge cliffs, and so it looks like nowhere I've been, so I was kind of thinking that would be quite cool to go to.
Okay.
Change it up a bit because it's been so hot lately.
Planet for
like
the future.
Freezing cold.
Yes. Take your paper and your brushes and go to the Faroe Islands and paint some cliff. Of course, why not? Maybe let's listen to another song of yours. The second song you play live here. What kind of song are we going to listen to?
So this song's called Year in a Garden.
Okay.
And it's just one of the kind of it's one of the songs on the album, and it's like one of the parts of the year, like one of the parts of the story. It's kind of, for me, this it was like a journey, a little bit of like learning and growth and stuff. And so like the year in the garden, it's not really necessarily about a garden, it's just about the concept of growing.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, gives you an idea.
Rue Paines hier auf Flux FM mit A Year in the Garden. Viel Spaß.
I spent a year out in a garden to grow again, to learn my ground, to feel your love, turn every breath into a gift and every journey to a lesson in the end. Saw things I'd heard of but never known, felt I was hunted by a glow, and I found beauty lay beyond the veil of vanity. Oh, and it was on my doorstep all this time. It shall be yet, it shall be yet, there will be dancing on my streets. Not long from now, it shall be yet, it shall be yet. Oh, I'm already off my feet, singing I will see you on the other side, love. Oh, and this will be my battle cry from now. So I will take you with me. Yeah, you're a part of my indoor scenery. I took a dive and came up on the other side. So alive, so alive, so alive. It shall be yet, it shall be yet, there will be dancing on my street. Not long from now, it shall be yet, it shall be yet. Oh, I'm already off my feet, singing I will see you on the other side, love. Oh, and this will be my battle cry from now. Feels like things are looking up. It feels like things are breaking through. Oh, and it's all because of you. You're the reason. It feels like things are looking up. Oh, feels like things are breaking through. Oh, and it's all because of you. You're the reason. You're the reason. You're the reason. I will see you on the other side, love. Oh, and this will be my battle cry from now. Oh. Oh.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming around at this warm weather today, and have a good stay here in Berlin. Good luck with everyone and everything in the future, and we're looking forward to see you in November when you're playing at the Silent Green at 20th of November.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for playing this wonderful music. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Werbung.